So Rabbi Winston asked me to give the shiur on the day off. So I said, let's talk about learning Torah on the day off, and you'll see what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to make. Okay. The Gemara in Marikatan, on the first page of Daftes Amud Aleph, says, Ashkechiu dekaramu kroy hadodi. They found a steer in the psukim. Ksiv pelas magal raglachol v'chol drachecha yikonu. Rashi says, klomer shkol mitzvahs. In other words, you should weigh the mitzvahs and say which mitzvah is more chashuv than the other. You should weigh them. And therefore, and then you've ordered the Tana shouldn't take preference to the Gedola, which is interesting. And then another pasuk says, Or Chaim Pentifolis, that you shouldn't call mitzvah shnevo biyotcha aseyoso, ben Gedola, ben Tana. Val taniach Tana bivnei Gedola. You shouldn't you know, whatever mitzvah comes to your hand, do it. Don't say, oh, this is Ketana, I'll do the Gedola. Right now the Ketana is in front of you, so to speak, so do it. So the Gemara says, so that's a stira. So the Gemara says, Kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos al yidei acherim, Kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos al yidei acherim. So he says, it depends. If it's a mitzvah that you have to do, no one else can do it, so then it's an altipolis, Rashi says. Don't wait, you have to do it. But it's a mitzvah she'efshar la'asos al yidei acherim, then you could choose the weightier mitzvah and let someone else do the other mitzvah. And then the Gemara continues. How do Yosef become Mogel? See, Yikarhim Yipninim, that the Torah is precious more than Yikarhim Yipninim Chochach Hotzecha Lo Yishbubo. Nothing could compare to Torah. Hachefzu Shemaim Yishbubo. But the other says nothing could compare, but Hachefzu Shemaim could compare, meaning other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs could compare. But then we have another pasuk, Siv Kol Chafatzoyim Lo Yishvuba, Afil Chafzei Shemaim Lo Yishvuba. Then it says, the Gemara says, no, the Torah is the most important thing. No, nothing else could compare. So the Gemara says, Kam b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos al yidei acherim, Kam b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos al yidei acherim. So if it's a mitzvah that someone else could do, so then you should be learning Torah. If it's a mitzvah that someone else can't do, you have to do it, so then you can mevatel Torah. Like, you, no one else can put on tefillin for you. No one else can shake lulav for you. No one else, so all those things, those mitzvahs, you have to, even though it means that you're going to mevatel Torah, no one else can hear the Megillah. So you got to do so you have to do it yourself. But other things that people could do, some type of chesed project or something like that maybe someone else could do. So then you can have them do it and you could learn. There's a discussion in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, I didn't put this in the packet, where the Gemara says Rabba Rav Chista, right? One of them learned 60 years and one of them lived the 40 years. And the Gemara says, why did one of them live 60 years? Was on Daf Yud Ches and Rosh Hashanah around there. So the Gemara says that one of them was Osek in Torah and Chesed, he lived longer. The other one that was only Osek in Torah and not Chesed, he lived shorter. So the question is, Marav Shachar, didn't they follow these rules? In other words, if it's a Chesed that someone else could do, so he's supposed to be learning. If it's a Chesed, then someone else can't do, then you're allowed to do it. So what was the machlokas that one lived longer, one lived shorter, one only did Torah, one did Torah v'chesed? So I once heard Rav Chanok Friedman, Shlita, said over from the Chofetz Chaim. He said, the pshat is like this. Sometimes you have a mitzvah that someone else could do. It's like some chesed project. But by the fact that the stature of who you are, it could probably be done even in a better fashion. So the question is that called Efshar Lassos Al Yidei Acherim or not? And that was the machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Chisda. In other words, he said, since he was a chosh of a Rav, so he had more connections and people would give to him, so therefore he should, he felt that he was able to mevatel Torah for that, and he was also in Torah Chesed. And the other said, no, but the Maisik could be done by someone else, and that group was the machlokas. What's called Efshar Lassos Al Yidei Acherim. Only that's what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. Is it only if it's not Efshar B'chlal, or if it's not the same Hatzlacha that you'll get, that this other person will get, so then maybe that's called Efshar Lassos Al Yidei Acherim. That's how the Chofetz Chaim explained that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Now, there is a Trumas Hadeshin on page 5. Trumas Hadeshin from the Gedolei HaPoskim. All of Halacha, every page in Shulchan Aruch Gemat, there's something from the Trumas Hadeshin. I always told my Talmidim in the Smicha Shir that you should know every Trumas, you have to know every Trumas Hadeshin. Because every page in Shulchan Aruch, if you learn it by Ian and you see where the Makoros are coming from, every page, or maybe every other page, has something from the Trumas Hadeshin. So he has an interesting discussion here. He says like this: Ironum v'pekidim pekidim sholchu acharav. He had these people, official people, they sent for him. Holach me'atma aleim machmas chov sheyishlo al amoim. In other words, he has a chov. People owe him money. Some people owe him money, so he's going to the official people to get try to retrieve his money, or they're coming to him. He's going to them. And it took time. The deliberations took time to try to get the money that he was owed. So the whole deliberations, he missed mincha. So is that called a pshia? Because the halacha is you could do tashlumin if you had a legitimate cause. But if you didn't have a legitimate cause, you're mazed or posheya, then there's no. So what is it? Yochol ki arav lispal shtayim olav. Because whereas if he wouldn't stay there and be involved in the deliberations, that he would lose out on the money. So what's the story? Is it legit, and therefore he can have tashlumin, or not legit? So says the Trumas Hadeshin. It's interesting. The poskim point out the Trumas Hadeshin made up the shilas on the trumas. In other words, these weren't real shilas. It's just a way of presenting the information. So he wrote the shila and he wrote the truva.
How do they know?
What? The shach writes that. You look at the shach. Truva. Yirid the shaper dami lispal arvishtayim. He says, what he did was fine. Avogav the kosu ravrasa hezev lo hispal. But here he was amazing. Tfila achas bizman shuvein lo tashlumen de umu vas lo yuchel liskon. He says, nirid the kagav the lav mezid mikri. The dummy la onus. He says, this is not amazing. This is an onus. How do you see that? The Gemara says in Boycotton, Hachmar from Resh Perak Eilam Megalchin, Oved Aveda Mahu, if a person lost something, and Miyamina came in the Tzorach Levake Shachra of Onesu, there was, he didn't get a haircut before Yontif. So if he didn't get a haircut, so then there's no hetzer to get a haircut now. But maybe if he was honest, maybe it's different. So is that considered honest? He was over Aveda. So on one hand, you could say, okay, so lose your Aveda, get your haircut, get ready for Yontif. Well, no, he says, well, I don't, it's a loss of money. So I have a right to get the duly owned Aveda. Alma kolhecha shebevata ha-mitzvah l'tzorach mamono, shalo yovel l'idei hefsed, mikri onus. That when a person, his financial matters are important. And if he's mevatel a mitzvah for tzorach mamono, so that's called an onus. It's not called a pshia. Some have said, I don't know, maybe if it's, you know, pachim ketanim, I don't know. Yeah. So look what he says here. Pesach Rashi Cholo Nitra B'Tor. He says, Amid and Ami Perakamad the Barachas Tizor B'Tami Chacham Tamachacha Shacha Talmud Machmas Onus. The Tamachacham that forgot his learning because of onus. What's called onus? Shucholi, sickness. Or Nitra B'Torach Dochach Mizonus. Or he had to be involved in his parnasa, and he wasn't able to learn like he used to, and he forgot some of his learning. So he says, still, he's horu b'talmid chacham. That was meaning it was a legitimate thing that he did. When Mordechai perkamed the Shabbos, close to Hashem Rabbeinu Tam, he day mafligim besvina. Right, the halacha is you're not allowed to go on the boat in a couple of days, within 3 days before Shabbos, because, for different reasons. The simple reason is that you're going to get seasick, and then the time Shabbos comes, you're going to mevatel onik Shabbos if you go early in the week. So then already you'll be used to it by then. So ein machlikim besfina the mechalik has. So the Gemara says the Gemara's mechalik ben holach ledvar mitzvah ben holach ledvar rishus. Because if you go for ledvar mitzvah, then you can even go what on Thursday, Friday. If you go with Dvar Rishus, then you can't go within 3 days. But he says, what's Dvar Rishus? He quotes from the Mordechai. The lo mikri Dvar Rishus el holach l'tayel. Aval holach l'schora kidei l'harviach mezonos chashiv l'dvar mitzvah. So he says, it's a very interesting thing. That if you're going just to a pleasure trip, you're taking a vacation, so holach l'tayel, so then you shouldn't go within the 3 days for Shabbos. But if you go for Parnassa, that's called Dvar Mitzvah. So you see, from all these rayas, that that's not called amazing. If you miss because of Parnassa, then that's called a mitzvah, and therefore, even if it meant that you didn't daven mincha, so the Truma Sedeshin says, you still have the opportunity to make tashmum. So it's fascinating that, you know, you can read the rest, but the Truma Sedeshin says that that's called a Dvar Mitzvah. Any, you know, mezonos that a person needs for his family, that's called a Dvar Mitzvah. It doesn't necessarily mean that if you have already and you know, you have to make even, if you were able to be mechalik in that way. Yeah, so that's part of the discussion. Yeah. It could be. I mean, we have to see that whole sugya at a different time. So that means that if a person, so that's this Gemara in Moed Karton, that a person's allowed a mevatel Torah for a mitzvah, yiyaf shalasos halidei acherim. So if he needs to make parnasa, which is very legitimate mitzvah, that if he has to, some people they can make parnasa, they could sit the whole day learning, and whatever they have their ways of making parnasa in an honest way. So matov manaim. But if you can't make it that way, you have to go in and to the whatever. So then that's called a mitzvah she'efshar lasos al yedei acherim, and therefore you're allowed to mevatel Torah. For that, it's called a mitzvah. You see, the Truma Sedeshin Paskins is called a mitzvah. Oh, so now let me show you two things. I'll show you one thing from Rav Huttner and one thing from the Chavetz Chaim, and that'll mashlim what we said. Yeah. Mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. So it means if.
So even if it's not
Right. Certain things they're better that you do
yourself.
Right. Like the Gemara in the beginning of second parak of Kedushin, that you should certain things that we want you dafka to be matriach, like Chavat Shabbos. So therefore, the Amoraim would cook the fish and things like that, even though it could be that maybe their wife could have done it.
Yeah,
so certain things we want you to be directly involved in. Right. Well, so take a look on page 4. The Rambam says the Rambam. Hayol afan of asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah. So the Rambam now summarizes this halacha. Hayol afan of asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah. Im efshal l'mitzvah le'yasos solidei achirim. If the mitzvah can be done by other people, lo yafsik talmudo. That's what we learned in the Gemara. V'im lav yaseh ha-mitzvah. But if not, you have to do the mitzvah. It's not something you have to associate with them. The yachzor l'talmudo. You have to do the mitzvah, and then yachzor l'talmudo. So Rav Huttner was bothered by the addition lashon v'yachzor l'talmudo. Of course, isn't that obvious? That if you the heter of the Gemara is that you can be. You can do the mitzvah. Then, of course, once you finish a mitzvah, yasol tamudim. What's the purpose of the Rambam adding those two words, yasol tamudim? Oh, so let me tell you what he says outside, and then we can see part of it inside. He says like this, and this is the big yisod that I wanted to tell you over. It's like this: when you do a mitzvah. The EF Shalasso Salide Acherim. Right? You have to shake the lulav. We said you have to go to work. That's also a mitzvah. The EF Shalasso Salide Acherim in a lot of cases. So you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do the mitzvah. But is it Talmud Torah? Pashas what? It's not Talmud Torah, but you have a heter not to learn. But if you show the Ribbono Shel Olam that really you want to learn the whole time, but you have a mitzvah that you have to lasso solidei achirim. So then the pshat is that mitzvah is a key in Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is what is lilmud al manas lasos. So if you're not lilmud al manas lasos, you're just learning Hilchas Tefillin and you never put on Tefillin. You're learning Hilchas Lulav and you never shake a Lulav. So then what kind of Limud HaTorah is that? Right? So the word is like this. You're allowed to do mitzvahs. You're supposed to do mitzvahs. Yev Shalasos Olidei Acherim. But if you show the Ribbono Shel Olam that really you wanted to learn during that time, but you're, what could you do? You're honest. You have to do the mitzvah she'ev shal asosei de'echerim, right? So then, what? By the fact that you're doing the mitzvah, not only is a heter to do the mitzvah, it's a key in Talmud Torah. And how do you show the Ribbono Shel Olam? Because as soon as you finish the mitzvah, then you go what? Chozer le'talmudo. So then you show the Ribbono Shel Olam, I was going to learn. Haraya, the second I was finished, then I went back to learning. And that proves that I really wanted to learn. So therefore, the word is, if it's not Yachzor LeTalmudo, then you had a heter to do it, and you did the mitzvah, but you didn't get a kiyum of Talmud Torah while you were doing the mitzvah. But now that Yachzor LeTalmudo, now you're going to get what? A kiyum what? even in Talmud Torah. And that's the assumption. Because when you're doing a mitzvah, she efshal asos al yidei acherim, so that's a heter. But now we're saying an added chiddush. What Rav Huda says, not only a heter, but now it's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. And the only way it'll be a kiyum of Talmud Torah is if yachzor the Talmudo. So the same thing. We'll talk in a second, like Rav Hanofim pointed out. When you have a day off from your work, so you have, we said, going to work is a mitzvah. It's a parnasa. If yafshar lasos al yidei acherim. But now, when you get a day off, and you don't learn, so if you don't learn, so then you had a heter to go to work, fine. And you did a mitzvah, okay. But you didn't get a kiyum of Talmud Torah. But now that you what? You were learning, when you get a free day off, then you come to learn, so then you show the Ribbono Shel Olam that you really wanted to learn the whole time. It says you couldn't because you have a mitzvah, she'ef shal asas al yidei acherim. So then you get a kiyum of Talmud Torah throughout for the whole week that you were working. You get a kiyum as if you were sitting and learning for that week. So that's a big yisod. That's Rav Huna writes this in the Pachet Yitzchak in Shavuos. He talks about a Yerushalmi. Take a look in first from page 3 in the Tosas. There's a famous Tosas and Brachas on page 3 in Yud Aleph. He talks about the Shaila about how come we make a Birkas HaTorah once in the morning and we don't make it every time we sit down to learn. And he says the reason is because you're not, you know, your mind is always on the learning, etc. But I don't want to talk about that part right now. That's the famous part. The top I want to talk about is the very bottom of the Tosa where the arrow is. He says, if you shall be, in other words, the Gemara says that if you, yeah, take a look in the Gemara. Where Amar Rav Yehuda, where the arrow is in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shmuel, Hishkim Lishnos, Achelo Kar Kriyashma Sarach Levarach. Mishakar Kriyashma Ain Sarach Levarach Shukvar Nifter Bavarava. In other words, say a person got up and he didn't make Birkas HaTorah, but he davened already. So now, but he said he didn't make Birkas HaTorah. But he said Avarabba. So Avarabba counts as Birkas HaTorah. So the Yerushalmi says, look in the Yerushalmi in the bottom of the Taisus, the Baicha Yilmar Al Asar. It's only if right after you finish Avarabba, you learn. Then you convert Avarabba into a Birkas HaTorah. Some say it means after Shmon Esrei, you know, because you can't be mafsik, you know. But, okay, so Rav Huna wants to understand, what is this idea? Mamshach, either it's a Birkas HaTorah or it's not a Birkas HaTorah. What is this? It becomes a Birkas HaTorah only if I learn afterwards? What is this idea? Yeah, that's a question whether Shema counts or it doesn't count. That's a discussion. So Rav Huna writes like this. He says on page 8. He says, what's the problem with Avarabba being a Birkas HaTorah? Page 8, O space. Nirilanu, the favorite of the Hach Milsa de Vemes Madbea, shall Birkas HaTorah, Trichel Yos Miuchedis Lanyana Shal Torah. In other words, anytime you have a bracha, right? You have a bracha on tzitzis, you speak about tzitzis, you don't speak about tefillin. You have a bracha on tefillin, you don't speak about tzitzis. You have a bracha on the mezuzah, you don't speak about Fruit Loops, you know, whatever. You speak about that particular thing. So if you have a bracha of Avarabba, so what is Avarabba about? Sebeli ben loving love, the Shmuel, Lachaim is called Divrei Salmo Torah Sech Bava. Higher in Masar Sech, but the Beglim is Sech. It's not only about Torah. It's also about what? It's about all mitzvahs in general. So how could that serve as a Birkas HaTorah? Birkas HaTorah should only be talking about Torah. So that's why the Yerushalmi says that if you learn right afterwards, so that's like Chozer LeTalmudo. Then you're showing that the mitzvahs you do are all what? Are all Talmud Torah. Because like we said before, because you really want to learn the whole time. So that you get a kiyum for the mitzvahs you do, you get a kiyum of Talmud Torah. So it's only if Shana Al Asar, you get a kiyum of Talmud Torah, And the Mela, then it could be a good Birkas HaTorah, because then the whole bracha is only talking about Torah, because the mitzvahs that it's talking about are mitzvahs that become Talmud Torah because you were chozer le Talmud. That's the.
Where do we talk about
mitzvahs in Birkas HaTorah? With the Beglin with Sosecha.
That's Avarabba.
In
Avarabba.
Oh, I mean, oh. No, he's explaining the concept that Avarabba is a Birkas HaTorah only if you learn afterwards. So he's explaining why. He's saying, what's the problem with Avar Barabba being a Birkas HaTorah? Because it's too broad. It's not specific to Talmud Torah. But if you Shana Al-Asar, you learn afterwards, that's parallel to the Rambam's Chozer LeTalmudo, which converts the mitzvahs to Talmud Torah, and therefore the whole bracha is indeed speaking about Talmud Torah. That is the... So this Pachad Yitzchak reminded me of a word I heard once also from Rav Chanoch Friedman. Rav Chanoch Friedman is a Rosh Kolo in Harnof. He's the brother of Rabbi Avraham Friedman, who's the Rosh Shiva of Skokie. When I was in Kerem Yavne, he was a Ram in Kerem Yavne, Rabbi Friedman. He's the Rosh Shiva in Skokie in Chicago today. So his brother is also a very big Talmud Chacham. So he often would come to Riverdale for Shabbos for his kolo, and then Rabbi Willard would invite me over the Shabbos that Rav Chanoch Friedman would be there. So I was his roommate, even though he never slept at night. So he was learning all night. So he said over a word from the Chofetz Chaim that reminded me of this word from Rav Huttner, and that's the whole message that I wanted to say, based on a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Take a look on page 11. Rabbi Meir Omer, Havei Memaid Ba'isek Va'asok B'Torah. Try to be Memaid in your other schora and osik b'torah. Vavishval ruach b'fnei kol adam. Okay, now, v'imidalta min ha-torah, if you mevatel Torah, yesh lecha b'teilim harbe kenegdecha. V'imalta b'torah, yesh char harbe liteloch. So let's see what the Bar Tanur says. Yesh lecha b'teilim harbe, so if you mevatel Torah, there are many betelim kenegdecha that will help you mevatel. So it's very unclear what this statement means. So if you look in the Shem Olam of the Chofetz Chaim, take a look on page 16. Here, he says like this. Ukein ze shamati b'shem Sefer Toldos Yoshua, Rabbi Yeshua Heller, and he has a bunch of svarim. This Rabbi Yeshua Heller, Chosin Yoshua. I have it in the back of the packet here. The Stipler was very into the Rabbi Yeshua Heller. He writes in his Sefer that a person wants to get Yirah Shamayim, he should learn the svarim of Rabbi Yeshua Heller. What? Yeah, I'm reading on page 16 on the first arrow. Okay? Kaiser Shamati B'Shem Sefer Toldos Yeshua. Shepesh Ma Deisa Ba'Ovos. In Mitalta Min HaTorah, Yishlecha B'Teilem Harbe Kenegdecha. In Malta B'Torah, Rosh Alomar. In Batalta B'Eshe Yishlecha P'nai. If you're Mevatel when you have a free day, As yitbu mimcha od al yesa azmanim shebitalta. In other words, if you have a free day and you mevatel your day off, then you consider mevatel Torah on all the times that you were working, because then you show that you wouldn't have been learning anyway. So you say you have a legitimate right to work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but on Sunday when you're off, so if you don't learn then, so then not only is it mevatel Torah for Sunday, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's the Batalim Rabbim Kenegdecha. In Bitalta Be'esh Yishlach HaPanai, as Yitbu Mimcha Od, Hal Yesa Azmanim Shebitalta Kedei L'Hasig Hevle Azman. Achvei Shenir Ba'olil, Shalo Yal Kavanoscha Klal L'Chvor Hashem Yisbarach. However, Vimalta B'Torah, it means when your day off, you are Omo B'Torah, Be'esh Yishlach HaPanai, Yishlo Schar Harbe L'Teiloch. So then you're going to get Schar Harbe, meaning meaning that what you did on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you were in the office and you were working, you're going to get schar Torah for the achrei shukulam hayusubos sibos lahashli mitzvot Hashem yisbarach. So that's how the Chofetz Chaim says from the Toldos Yeshua, from Rabbi Yeshua Heller, shot in this Mishnah, and that's the word of Rav Hutner. That Chozer LeTalmudo. So the Chozer LeTalmudo, they say from, I think Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein maybe, that, you know, you come back like from a wedding, you know, go learn for a minute or two. Because then you're showing that, okay, you had to go to a wedding. It's a mitzvah gedolah. It's a mitzvah gedolah. And everybody who's at the wedding is somebody unique to the, you know, a lot of people there, but the fact that you were there is a unique part of the simcha. But still, you weren't learning. So, but if you go back, Chozer LeTalmuda Miyad, things from Lichtenstein. So then you get schar for learning Torah the whole zman that you were at the chasana.
How far does this concept extend? Can we find in the Chofetz Chaim when he talks about the presence of lashon hara that not only you over on lashon hara, but you over on bittul tamal Torah, and he has the whole aritha in Sefer Shemus Roshan about. Parnassus is not a blanket check for to allow people to go. It's only up to a certain point in terms of the Parnassus that you.
Well, you need, yeah, for Shteitzer. I mean, but if you have a job, you know, so it's you can't be. This is your job. You have to be these hours, these things. So it could be that you could, but this is the job. So you're allowed to take this job. Okay, this job might give you a little bit more than you need, okay, you know, but that's the job. I mean, if you, maybe you could have, if it's a job is maybe taking away your whole life, it's, you know, that's a different story, but, you know.
I know somebody who turned down a promotion, Davka, because he said, this must be, this is enough.
Yeah, okay, and nothing happened. Every situation is different. Every situation is different, but, that's the idea. Then he says, Hayotzi Midvarenu, continuing in the Shem Ol on page 16, the second arrow, Shetzor Hadam Lizchazik V'chol Kolcho Shaloyelech Etzlo Yom HaShabbos L'Inyonei Rik El Chutz Misuda Shabbos V'Sheino L'Fim HaShu Tzorech L'Briuso. But he said, okay, in other words, you're allowed to have Suda Shabbos and you can sleep. You need it. Yira Lasek V'Torah V'Avodah. But the same thing. Forget Sunday, Shabbos. Shabbos, you also get a day off. So if you're showing that you're being osek in Tzorchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you have the day off, then everything else is counts in your credit. Pei Nitzach Baruch Hayim. This is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Reish Tzadi. Polim v'balei batim she'enim oskim b'Torah. Right, in other words, the people who are going for a job during the week and they're not learning the whole time, so then they have more of a chiyuv on Shabbos to learn. And that's the and then he quotes you Isav Tana de Be'el Yo Zalashona Adam Osem Malacha Kol Shisha V'Nach B'Shvi נצרסים בונו ונבסו שוב אדם עושם בלוח בשיש יום ונח בשבי שוכח חוצה שהיה לו כך הוא מידות סוס עולם יום תו שוכח יום רע אמרו גבש ברוך הוא ישראל לא חשבת לכם בתרוסי לא ימוש סיבר תורזה מפיך אף על פי שאתם עושים בלוח כל שש יום שבס יעשה כולו תורה וכאן אמרו ישכים אדם וישנה בשבס וילך לבייס הכנסס ולבייס המדרש ויקר פור וישנה נביאים וכך ילך לבייסו ויחול וישתם כאן יש נאמר לך אכול בשמחה לחמך כי כבר רצו כבס מסך ופישין מנוח לקבש ברוך הוא אלא אם עושה התור בלבד וכאן אמרו שיקר אדם שתופס ביוד כדי שלא תזכר בושה etc etc and that's the thing and then in the Sefer Choshen Yeshua he has you know, greater arichas of this notion of the cheshbon, but this is basically boils down to what the Chofetz Chaim said of b'teilim rabim kenegdecha and imam malta b'torah. You know, if you have all that star, so that's a big yisod of. So let's just sort of review what we saw here today. We saw that, number one, the Gemara in Moed Katan that says that that Or Chaim paint the polis, that sometimes you should weigh out the Torah, which the mitzvahs, which to do or not to do. Sometimes you don't weigh out. So it depends. If it's a mitzvah that you have to do yourself, then you should do it. You should do it. So someone else, you shouldn't do it. You can let someone else do it. But then I told you, I heard from Rav Chanoch Friedman from in B'Shem the Chofetz Chaim that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, I think it's on the Daf Yud Ches, the Rabbi Rav Chista, one of them lived 60 years, one of them lived 40 years, and because one was Osek V'Torah Chesed, and one was only Osek V'Torah, so the Chofetz Chaim asked, so why was one only Osek V'Torah and the other Torah Chesed? Because the case was that the Chesed was Efshar Lasos Oli Dei Acherim, but it could be that if you would have done it, it would have been more successful. So the question is that called Efshar, or was that called the Efshar? And that was the machlokas between Rav and Rav Chista. And you see what it's pointed out. Chofetz Chaim Friedman pointed out that you see that the Gemara is paskening, so to speak, that. And if you could do it and it'll be more successful, then you should be involved, because you see that he lived
longer.
He lived longer, so that's what the Gemara is trying to teach us. But that's And then I think it's Yud Ches. I believe it's
in Baye
and Abba. Yeah. Okay. And then we saw the Truma Sadeshin says that if you're Osek in some monetary union to retrieve money, that's rightfully yours. And you had a go and Osek in time, and you missed Mincha. That's considered. Obviously, if you could have Mincha, have Mincha. But if for some reason you couldn't get out and you missed Mincha, so that's not considered Pshia. That's not considered amazing. Losing money that's rightfully yours is a mitzvah. It's not considered a Dvar Rishus, and that's why. The Mordechai quotes, you're allowed to go within the 3 days of Shabbos. The Dvar Mitzvah is L'schora, is considered the Dvar Mitzvah. And if a person's Ovar Aveda, he's allowed to look for it, even though it means that he won't, properly get a haircut for Yontif, and then there could be maybe Heter to, but that's not considered that he did something wrong. So, and then we discussed, Mitzvah Shefshar The Efshar Lasos HaKeirin refers to Parnassa as well. And then we saw the Rambam's Lashon Chozer Talmudo and refer this explanation, because then you'll get a Kiyum in Talmud Torah as well, because you're showing that you really wanted to learn the whole time. But you have to make the Torah Al Manas Lasos. If it's not Al Manas Lasos, then it's not a proper Torah. So there you made your Torah Al Manas Lasos. So then, what is it? A Schar, only a mitzvah? So he says, if you close in the Talmud, you show that you really wanted to be learning the whole time, and therefore you get schar for not only for a mitzvah, but you get schar for Talmud Torah from the mitzvah. In fact, there's a comment in the Bikur Yaakov. It's an interesting discussion. Matz Blume is on, that people have, that is there an inyan to make a Birkas HaTorah before you do a mitzvah? Say some people bench lulav in the morning before they go to shul, in the sukkah before they go, right? So is there an inyan that dafki you should say Birkas HaTorah before you do a mitzvah? So the Bikur Rechem says, yeah. So some want to say, maybe of course you're thinking about the halachas, or you could say, some want to say based on this idea, that doing a mitzvah is also Talmud Torah, and maybe you should be makpid to have to say Birkas HaTorah before doing a mitzvah, even though you're not saying any divrei Torah. And then we saw the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Mitaltim in HaTorah, Mitaim Rabim Kenegdecha, which is the idea that if you mevatal Torah, when you had a time off, then it's considered bittul Torah for all the time that you legitimately, in other words, you were supposed to do it, but it's still bittul Torah. But if you're maltim Torah when you have time off, then all the time that you were working throughout the week, that is considered not only schar mitzvah because you're earning an honest parnasa, but it's also schar of Talmud Torah. And that's a big yisod, because people don't always think in those, you know, like the shidduch world, he wants a learner, an earner, you know, how people are. But if a person's erlich and he has proper parnasa, so he's a learner. Yeah, like you said, he's a learner also. He's a learner, earner, and even when he earns, he's learning. So, okay, I don't deny the fact that there are people that should be sitting the whole, you know, there are people that Klal Yisrael needs to be learning, you know, 24/7. You need people like that also. But like the Gemara says in Brachas, Harbe Asuk Rav Shimon Bar Yochai will also be Yadam. But it's not for everybody. You know, the thing for the Hamon Am is Rabbi Shmuel, Hagmem Minag Derech Eretz. And then there are Rav Shimon Bar Yochai people in the world. The Brisker Ravs said Pshat in the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Maniach Ani. Rameh says, "Maniach ani kol umnus shebaolam ein malamed bini ala Torah." So the Brisker Rav says, "Bini for his son," that he felt that was the, doesn't mean that everyone should be doing that. For this particular fellow, or other people also, but ein malamed bini ala Torah. For other people, it's not for everybody. Full time learning forever, and the Satmar Rebbe was against. He wanted kol for some people, yeah, but not for the. Not for the Hamonam.
In general, it's like that. Yeah. They'll have a few people that will.
Yeah, and you have, in Baruch Hashem, in Chassamer, you have a tremendous kollel of Mori Horah that come out, from there and other places. So everyone has to be right for that particular person. So as we have a day off today, so I just figured we could reflect on what the concept is of learning on a day off and how that affects not only the mitzvah Shabbat, but the mitzvah Shabbat becomes a kiyum of Talmud Torah as well. Thank you all for coming. Nice to see everybody.